You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Tuesday, goodbye to yesterday.
One Direction has announced on their Facebook that they're done for now. They're taking a break.
They're done for now.
They're taking a break to see what's going on.
Even you don't want to accept it.
I don't want to accept it. I'm a Directioner. I'll admit it to it. So we want to open up the phone lines for you Directioners to share how you're feeling, how your life is going to change, what the boys did for you.
Cry with us.
It's okay to cry.
This is a safe place.
Yes. Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
We'll hug you through the radio. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We are getting a couple text messages here and there from Kid Nation, like this one. My 10-year-old daughter said her life is ruined. I told her that's a little drastic, and she said, okay, well, my Christmas is ruined.
Yeah.
It will never be the same, she says. As a Directioner, this is almost as hard as it was when Zayn left the band, especially when everyone in school is bothering me about it.
Oh, no.
They won't let it go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what
it
is.
They know how passionate you are, and they know that's how to get to you.
Yeah. Let's take a call here. We have Directioners on the phone.
Can someone bring us some tissue?
Tissue time.
Yes. Mascara alert.
Alyssa.
Hi.
How are you? You sound excited.
Yeah, because this is like the first time you guys have, like, I've ever talked to you guys.
Okay.
So. Well, nice talking to you.
But you're in the dumps right now because One Direction is taking a break.
Yeah, me and my best friend cried last night.
You did.
What are you going to miss the most about them?
That's hard, but probably just like their music and like them going on talk shows and like getting to like watch them interact with each other.
Because,
you know, I've been with them for like 5 years, so it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite?
Niall. He's been my favorite like since 2010. So.
He's so goofy. I love Niall.
What do you think he's going to do?
Probably play golf. That's all he does anyway.
He's a big golfer.
So how do you feel about him with Selena Gomez?
You know, I want him to be happy, so whatever he wants to do.
Good.
Yeah,
but, very mature attitude.
I'm 18, so. But, I want him to be happy, so if Selena makes him happy, then, you know, go for it.
Okay, I want you to be honest here, Alyssa. Do you think they're going to get back together, like come back, or do you think this is it?
There was, like, this thing that Louis said that he promised, so I'm hoping they do.
Okay.
I think they might, like, maybe not, like, next year, but, like, maybe, like, have, like, a tour, like, 5 years from now or something.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Can you wait that long?
She still has hopes.
Yeah.
Can you wait that long? Yeah.
You can. Okay.
Thank you, Alyssa.
I think they might come
back strong for us.
A reunion tour, like, when these fans already have children, like, way down the line.
Yeah, so they can be mommy-daughter.
This one is, and this is tough because this is really happening. This is from a high school teacher, Catherine. Kids are starting finals today. I'm worried that the One Direction break will impact their scores on the exams.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
colleges should really think about that when you're accepting people.
Yeah.
Let's go with Noelle taking calls from from Directioners after the news that they're taking a break finally came true. Noelle, how are you doing?
You know, it's kind of sad. I spend a lot of my time, like, watching their every move, so it's going to be weird. Like, I'm going to have all this extra time.
How much time a day do you spend watching One Direction videos?
Most of my nights.
I do.
Man, I'm sorry.
Is there anyone else that can compare to them?
I don't really think that there is. Like, they were so amazing, and they really understood their fans, and I really, like, appreciated that.
Well, now that they're gone, do you think Five Sauce could take their place?
No, but Five Sauce are good.
They are pretty good.
But they're no One Direction.
Yeah.
Who's going to argue that?
Yeah.
Can't.
Probably the Directioners and the Five Sauce fans.
Right,
what are you going to do? I mean, what are your plans for the future?
Really, I'm going to try to focus more on school now.
Yeah, that's probably a good
thing. Probably smart, yeah.
Noelle, what's the one song if you listen to from One Direction that would make you cry if it came on because it just reminds you of the good times?
Mm-hmm. probably either Little Things or What Makes You Beautiful.
Oh, that's What Makes You Beautiful.
I haven't heard them in a while.
I know. Yeah. The old stuff.
Did you get to see them in concert?
Classics.
No, unfortunately, I was not able to.
Oh, that makes it even
That makes
painful.
It tougher for you, Noel. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If you ever need to talk to anybody, we're here for
you. Yeah,
we're
here.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for calling.
You can call us anytime.
Thank you, Noel. Have a wonderful day.
Oh,
this is for you.
Sadness. It's so sad.
The way that you shake your head gets me all right. That's for Noel. this is from Persia. I'm 28 years old. I will sorely miss One Direction. Their songs are catchy, romantic, sometimes just fun and silly. Started listening to them back in 2013. Plus, I would climb Harry Styles like a jungle gym.
Well, there's that.
There is that.
Seriously.
Like a jungle gym?
Well played, Persia.
Oh, my.
He's not a very tall jungle gym.
No.
Tall enough.
He's 6 foot.
What?
He's tall enough. He's taller than me.
He's about 6 foot. Jenna, you didn't notice how tall he was?
I didn't notice. I embraced him. He's not 6 feet tall.
No, he's at least 6 feet. He's taller than I am. I'm 5'9" and a half.
He is almost as tall as I am.
Okay.
No, he is.
No, look at the pictures. He is 6 foot tall.
Right. How tall is Harry Styles?
I bet
I'm 5'9" in heels.
I bet you Molly knows how tall.
I stood next to him and he was taller than I am.
Molly, how are you doing this morning?
Hi.
Hi. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Good.
What are you feeling right now?
I'm a little sad, but I'm not too sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the music still lives on.
Yeah.
It will live on, Molly. See?
Have you been crying at all?
No, not really.
Okay,
good.
Do you know how tall Harry Styles is?
I don't. No.
I'm looking.
He looks pretty tall, though.
Well, one site says 6'3", and that's obviously
He's
not
true.
He's not 6'3", but...
What are you gonna
5'11".
What are you going to miss the most, Molly?
Listening to their new music because I like their music.
Yeah, their new music's always good. Thank you, Molly. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for staying positive during this tough time. One Direction breakup. I remember this. I remember when NSYNC broke up. Mm-hmm. Like, that was big time.
Like, Kelly, do you have to heal before you can start admiring another band, or do you just go straight?
You can love more than one band, but you can be,
I'm trying to relate.
Bands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take some while to get past this, but they're not, like, if they're holding on to the hope they're getting back together, they have something that's, you know, keeping it together right now.
Yeah, it's like taking a break from your boyfriend. You think you're going to get back together.
They just, you know, you just have to watch old videos.
Right.
You still have the New Year's Rockin' Eve special to look forward to.
Harry's going to come back.
Yeah, he'll come back. We will.
Solo.
Let's take Brittany's call here. Brittany, how are you?
Good.
How are you taking the breakup? Or not the breakup, but the pause.
The breakup.
You know, like in the Bible, they talk about the 7 years of tribulation.
Yes.
This is it.
It's beginning now. So you're saying it's not going to be a year. It's going to be 7 years.
Yes. This is the beginning.
Oh,
never.
Are you okay?
I can't take it.
How old are you?
Wait, does that mean we're going to have like plagues and stuff?
24.
You're 24. Okay.
So the plague's going to start.
We're going to have plagues and locusts. And is that what you're thinking is going to happen?
Oh, my.
Yes.
Floods.
Yes.
Floods from all the directioners' tears.
Yes, flood from all our tears.
Oh, man.
Well, you holding up okay, Brittany?
I'll be okay, yeah.
Yeah. Did you cry?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
I've been with them for 5 years, so.
It is sad. These are real emotions, you know. You really do get attached to these to these artists. And then when it's gone, it's like, hey. What now? Well, Brittany, you have a wonderful day. Hopefully the plague does not hit us because of the One Direction break.
Thank you.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show. And now, another Kid Kratic Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, may I speak with Nena, please?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Nena. This is the Kid Kratic Morning Show. My name's JC. I got Big Al Mack.
Hello.
I got Kelly Raspberry.
Hey.
I got Jenna Owens.
Good morning.
I know you don't know what's going on right now, but it'll all make sense because we got a letter. And if you don't mind, we would like to read that letter to you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I promise it'll be okay, Nena.
Nena, Nena.
Nena, Nena.
Nana is a single mom of three beautiful children. The kids are 12, 9, and 3. She is such a sweet, compassionate person who is always doing for others. Her children are precious, loving, and oh so well-behaved. They are definitely on Santa's nice list.
Good.
Nana works with a servant's heart and humbly serves the sick people in our community. She works with me as a patient care tech and is so happy and positive. Her attitude is contagious at work. Nana never complains about doing things for others. She strives to make someone else have a better day. She gets no help from her family as she has to help take care of her sick elderly mother. And her home, it's not in the best of shape, but her faith shines through as she says, God is good and the Lord will provide. I know that her children will not get gifts for Christmas because she's saving up for a new roof. She said that she's already explained to the children and they know the true meaning of Christmas. This, I am sure. However, they still deserve a Christmas like other kids have. So please consider, I know I'm saying her name wrong,
Nana
and her family. I want to give back to her the way she's always giving and doing for others. And that is a letter written to us by your friend Joni.
And she's on the phone right now. Say hi, Nana.
Oh, Miss Joni, why did you go?
Because I love you and you're such a good example to everybody and your light shines through all the time. You're such a sweet Christian person and set such a good example.
Joni, but I get it from you. You give me the strength.
Aww.
Well, you've been my strength for the past year. Lost them both my parents, and I just wanted to do something special for you.
Thank you so much. You didn't really didn't have to.
What would Christmas be like if it weren't for this letter that Joni wrote?
I guess like we always do, we wake up and we pray and we start making some bread or cakes and eat breakfast and just sing right here and be right here at home. And that's all we do all the time, just here at home. And we just, you know, sometimes it's funny, but they have broken toys and I fix it and I color it, paint it. And that's what I wrap for them to have, you know, every open. I think they know it's an old gift, but they don't say anything. They're just happy to wrap, you know, anything that I told them.
Nana, you're telling me you take your kids' old toys that have been broken or worn down with the paint and you retouch them up and you give that to them as Christmas presents?
Yeah, but they love it. They don't complain. They love it. Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful. That really is beautiful.
And they bake bread and sing.
You make it about
such a wonderful holiday tradition.
It's wonderful.
You're doing it right, Nana. You're making it all about family on Christmas.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You should see just us, and it's great.
Wow, Nana, we want to switch it up this year for Christmas. I know
still get up and bake and sing. We love that.
Yeah, you could still do that. I know so far you got a tree from Joni. Joni got you all set up with a tree, so you got your house at least feeling a little Christmassy, right?
Yes, she gave us you should see how beautiful it is.
We're good.
Amazing.
What do we need under trees, Big Al Mac?
We need gifts,
we
JC.
We need gifts, Nana. And you know what we want to do? We want to get to know your kids first. How old are your kids?
My son is 12.
Uh-huh.
He's an awesome guy. He always helped me with my girls. My daughter's 9. She's always making me laugh. And my little 3-year-old always making me more active than what I need to be sometimes.
Yeah. Are they asking for anything in particular for Christmas?
No, actually, they don't ask.
Mm-hmm. Money's tough to come by.
Yes, it's okay. God has always, for one reason or another, provide.
What is your 12-year-old son into? What does he like to do?
He likes playing a lot of Pokemon stuff. I don't know how you call it. Pikachu or...
Yeah, Pikachu. Pokemon. Yeah.
Pokemon, yeah.
Okay. And what about your 9-year-old daughter?
She's mostly a girly girl. She's always on high heels, playing Barbies. I built a 4x4 little house where she pretends for Barbie and painted it. And it is pretty nice. You know, we make little chairs and stuff like that.
And your 3-year-old?
He's always playing with cars or taking away my daughter's toys.
As a 3-year-old should.
Yeah.
She likes Frozen, too, doesn't she?
Oh, she likes Frozen?
She's always singing that, let it go. I think I want to go out.
You want her to let it go with that song?
Just let it go now.
All right, Nana, here's what we want to do. We're going to give you $300 to Toys R Us.
Oh, my God.
yay. Oh, y'all don't have to.
No,
we want to.
For real, y'all don't have to.
Nena, you deserve this. Your children deserve this. That way you can buy Pokemon and you can buy some Barbies.
It's a little Frozen thing.
And you could buy
a whole new batch of toys that you can fix and paint and stuff later on.
Buy an Elsa doll and an Olaf and an Anna. All that stuff that your children want this Christmas. Make it happen. We'll give you $300. You go shopping and get whatever they want. And then,
oh my gosh,
we didn't forget about you, Nena. We're going to give you $300 in cash. And whatever you need to do with that money, whether it be food, presents for yourself, clothes, you spend it the way you deem necessary for you this holiday season. Okay, Nena?
Yes, I'm going to buy a heater.
Yay!
You know what? No, we'll get you the heater.
Don't spend money on a space heater.
You're already doing too much.
No, we're going to get you a space heater.
We're going to get you a heater.
No. Don't you spending your money on a space heater. We'll get you a space
heater. We'll figure out the heater. You spend it on yourself.
Yeah.
The heater's for the family.
Good. That's for the family. That's enough.
Nena, you know what? You have to allow people to be a blessing sometimes. So just let us do that for you. Okay?
Joni's a blessing in your life. You're a blessing in Joni's life. And now we're trying to help you along with our friends here in Kid Nation. So we want to make sure we'll get you that heater and you spend that $300 on yourself and your family.
Keep those babies warm.
Nena, you have a merry, merry Christmas, okay?
No, guys, y'all have a very great Christmas. And may God continue blessing y'all with showers of blessings.
Baby, we are hugging you through the radio right now.
You've blessed us this morning.
I really love talking to you.
I'm kissing your hands.
I really love talking to you.
Nena, you inspire us to be better people just talking to you. Thank you so much for letting us.
Thank you, Joni, for introducing us.
Thank you, Joni, girl. I love you.
I want to
kick your butt with kisses.
I want to kick your butt with kisses. That should be a sweatshirt.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Joni, I truly, truly now really know what a friend is. Thank you so very much. I love you.
I love you too.
I truly love you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you guys so much. It means so much to me and my family and Nena and her family. So we really appreciate you guys.
Oh, dear, I've waited all year for Christmas to be here. And if there's one thing I know, you can't have Christmas alone. I got you under the winter sky. I'll bundle up on a carriage ride. I'll slip you a kiss just so you know. Christmas spell. Oh, oh, I can just see a Merry Christmas for you and me. Love a go. We could take a walk outside tonight and look at all the Christmas lights. Or we could just sit back on the couch watching Frosty and Charlie Brown. Oh, I can just tell I'm under that Christmas spell. Oh, I can just see a Merry Christmas for you. I can't.
happy holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of response from that Christmas wish with Nena and Joni.
I'm telling you, man.
And we want to thank you, Kid Nation, because you make this possible for us to do these Christmas wishes. If you go to KidNation.com, we have more Christmas wishes posted up there. You could also donate to the Christmas Wish Fund. And you've heard the ones that we do on air, but we have been granting Christmas wishes off air as well. So a lot of families have been able to get that Christmas that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to do.
It was fixing the toys and giving them over. That hit me, man. I was like, wow.
The way they celebrate, she bakes
bread.
And their kids love it.
And they love it.
And she refurbishes the toys.
The toys are broken with chip paint.
I love it.
It's like you just want to hug this woman and say, you're doing it right.
I'm like, we're going to give you a gift card. No, you don't need to do that.
What a wonderful lady, you know? What a wonderful lady and inspiring.
I love it.
But again, you can go to KidNation.com if you want to help out with the Christmas wishes. We got the fun set up there. And in the studio now comes Nick, the voice guy, / the producer, / jack of all trades.
Yes. Hello. Good
Nick
morning.
Nick Adams, everybody. Proud Aggie.
What's up, Nick?
Nothing, man. I'm excited that we get to play this interview.
All right.
Nick just got back from New York City.
Yeah, it was a blast. It may have been the best trip I've ever been on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was
so
awesome.
So much happened.
There was so much hype.
Yeah. Who'd you get to interview, Nick?
I got to sit down with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg for their new movie, Daddy's Home.
Okay.
You like the movie?
I liked the movie. It was good. It was really funny. It had a good message at the end and everything
exactly.
like that. So.
So were you nervous going into this? Because you've done interviews in the past.
I talked to Arnold Schwarzenegger once, and he completely ignored me.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
Okay.
So I was a little nervous, but I had heard before. I saw Gray Drake, our Rotten Tomatoes critic out there, too.
Awesome.
I had seen some other people and talked with other people interviewing him, and they said, they're in a good mood.
Oh, that's great.
It's like, great. Mark Wahlberg can be a little tough sometimes.
Yeah.
So I was a little worried about that.
He's moody.
Yeah, and... And so, anyways, I walked in.
Are you nervous?
I was. I was so nervous. They had a really good breakfast at the hotel.
Okay.
I couldn't touch any of it. I was just too nervous. I was just sucking down bottles of water.
People don't understand. It's like the coolest thing to go to a press junket because they want you to say good things about the movie. So they treat you like a rock star. They'll
best
put you
hotel.
In the nicest hotel. I mean, the nicest 5-star hotel. You get like unlimited room service. They give you this breakfast. Sometimes alcohol is served. And
then
you have to go interview these celebrities. But it's hard to enjoy it because you're so nervous.
Yeah, I was. And so... they finally call my name. I was supposed to go sometime between 10:30 and 11:30.
Are you one on one or is this a group thing?
It's me and both of them.
Two on one. Nick said before he went into the interview, he noticed that everybody was made up.
Yeah, yeah. So
everybody had makeup on.
I've never been to one of these before, and so it's on one of the top floors of a really nice hotel, and they have the whole floor rented out.
Yeah.
And so each room has a different purpose.
Yeah.
And so there's a room for eating, and then there was like a makeup room. And I was thinking, oh, well, I'm big time now. I should go get a little powder or something.
This is going to be on camera. It's like a really nice camera shot.
It's not for the interviewer.
Yes, it is.
I poke my head in the makeup room, and it's full. There's two or three people there. It's full. Okay, so that's cool. I go sit down, and then I go back a few minutes later. It's full, and so it's all women in there. And so all the guys are kind of waiting for their chance to get a little powder and touch up. I didn't have time. They didn't call me in there. So, it was my time to go, and I knew that they were in a good mood. Cool. And I was walking in, and I just knew I only have 3 minutes with them. Mm-hmm. And so I knew I had time for that's about 3 or 4 questions at most.
Yeah.
And so I had those in my head. I was just trying to remember in the order that I wanted. And so I walk in and there's camera guys everywhere, producers everywhere, and they're just sitting in the middle of the room and they're getting some powder at that moment.
Oh, they get it.
The stars get it. But then, I walk in and they commented on my jacket. I was wearing like a navy blazer. And so we hit it off. Cool. We're talking.
They like my blazer.
Nick was dressed up.
Right. And so that's where
JC knows the power of a good blazer.
The blazer.
Not the baby blazer.
Mine was not baby.
Okay, good.
Fitted.
It was a normal blazer.
Regular people blazer.
Yeah, and so that's where the audio picks up. It picks up with us talking about our wardrobe for the day.
Okay, here's Nick's interview with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Kind of a dad sweater.
Well,
this is Nick Adams, baby.
See, that's a little style right there.
Oh, look at that. I was going to say you needed a little jacket like we do.
Baby.
No. Well, guys, I love the movie.
Thank you. Hilarious. Thank you.
Will, your character in the movie cries over the smallest things
right. That
the stepkids do.
Don't get them going.
In real life, are y'all like that? Mark, you got 4 kids. Will, you got 3 kids. Have you found yourself crying over the smallest thing?
I get very emotional.
I personally, for sure, I've already warned my sixth grade, my oldest boy is in sixth grade. He'll have sixth grade graduation. I already told him I'd be crying like a baby, and he already thinks I'm a weirdo for admitting that. But I cry at everything from sporting events to cheesy movies. Something about watching a movie on an airplane, I cry. I don't know.
What about you, Mark?
I get very emotional, especially, when my kid's doing something to make me proud. Even like a simple thing, being thoughtful, considerate to another kid or something, good sportsmanship, stuff of that nature, it gets me.
I got you.
And they're like, Dad, don't cry. I'm like, I'm not crying. Why do you even bring it up?
And then your throat catches and you're done.
It's all happening right now.
Oh, I like it.
So it seems like every parent, they're constantly making mistakes. In this movie, both of you guys are just making mistakes all the time.
Right.
What about in real life? Is there a mistake that you've made that, man, you almost hurt your kid, you almost injured your kid, or anything like that?
Oh, no, I
got a bad one.
I slipped on the stairs. I was just had socks on, the wooden stairs, and I was holding my son, who was then 2. And I did everything to protect him, so I took it the stairs on the back, the neck, the head, everything. I just got rocked, and he was just like, "Daddy, that was fun. We do that again."
I did something that I can laugh about now, but at the time felt horrible. I took my son to the wrong soccer field for practice.
Perfect.
And an hour later, remembered it was the wrong one, and luckily. There were other teams and people and everyone taking care, but he was pretty wrecked. Yeah,
that's great. And so one of the funniest moments in the movie is when you are auditioning a voice for the radio station that you work for, and you're doing jingles.
For the Panda.
For Panda.
Panda Smooth Jazz.
Yes, and Mark's in the room, too. It is one of the funniest moments in the movie. The Kid Craddock Morning Show, who I work for, we always need new jingles and voices. Could you break us off a little something for the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
Kid Craddock
no,
in
Kid
the...
Kid Craddock, make it apparatic. Sing your opera.
Apparatic.
Oh, right make there. It apparatic. Give me the setup again.
It's Kid Craddock, so make it apparatic. Go, man, go.
Kid Craddock in the morning, please listen to our show.
Wow, that was like church.
Perfect. Beautiful. We're going to use that forever. Thanks,
get
guys.
You to sing a St. Patrick's on Sunday. That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
I got the kid.
And that was it.
Nick, you went 8 good. Seconds over on your interview. Were they
good
angry?
Game your game.
Oh, very good, Nick.
Yeah, the lady was actually standing up and walking in front of the camera to end
it. So stressful. They sit there and then they're like, 1 minute, and you're trying to play it cool.
Yeah, there's someone sitting directly behind Mark's shoulder that's holding up
numbers.
Holding up their fingers with numbers, how long you got.
It's
and then a big wrap it up like Robert gives
so
you guys
difficult.
A bunch. So.
That was great. You did great. You did.
Awesome. Thank you. Good job, Nick. Yeah,
thank you. Scale 1 to 10. How'd I do?
10.
10? We'll give you 10. Dude, that's generous.
I'm serious.
Thank you.
I give you 10. That was great.
It could have been the longest 3 minutes.
Oh, man. I was so worried about it.
Or the fastest. And it was the fastest.
It worked.
My first one was Raquel Welch in mid-interview. I forgot who I was interviewing. Or something. I forgot her name. I don't know. That was my first interview in the mall. And then, but the worst, makes me mad. When
the worst?
Kelly and I were in California to interview.
Oh, don't bring this up.
Bring it up.
What's
I thought you were
going
to say Wiz. Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
And some boy that was in a movie with him that was Irish.
Snake. Snakes. Not Sex on a Plane.
It was something about being on a plane. It was scary.
Yeah. Gosh. No.
It was some white Irish guy, and he was terrorizing her on a plane.
The guy that followed her and had the stuff at her house. And
what's his name?
Was it the movie Red Eye?
He sat right by
Red Eye.
Was it Rachel McAdams?
Colin Connor. What is his name?
He was sitting next to her on the plane.
Cillian Murphy?
Yes, but the guy.
Cillian Murphy.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't remember.
You interviewed him.
Anyways, keep going.
Anyway, Kelly, we interview Reese. And Kelly starts
the whole interview with Reese.
She talked the whole entire interview about her husband and everything else.
Yeah, it was bad because I'm horrible at these things.
Right. When Kelly interviews somebody, she will talk about her life the whole time.
Because I get nervous.
You get nervous.
And she just starts gabbing. We're in the Beverly Hills Hotel, right? And we got
the Pretty Woman Hotel.
Legendary spot. Yeah.
So then it's time to interview Murphy guy.
Cillian.
Irish guy. Kelly goes, "Hey, let's do it in our Irish accent."
Oh my god!
Yeah,
brilliant. I'm like, Kelly, you're the smartest person ever.
Was he not cool?
I leave.
You never know. That's
top
the thing.
Top of the morning to you, or whatever, you know, and something silly in an Irish accent. And so it kind of catches him up. And Kelly abandons the whole mission.
Which Kelly will do. Kelly will leave you hanging.
I'm like, Kelly, why you leave me hanging like that? Have you going in looking stupid now?
Because you know when you walk in your room and you can tell somebody's not going to play.
Yeah, he wasn't cool.
Care.
He wasn't going to play.
Sometimes they play.
He wasn't going to play.
But Al went for it.
As soon as Al went for it, I was like,
top of the morning for
Al,
you.
Al, you're so stupid.
We'll put up the video of Nick interviewing Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg up at KidNation.com. Well done, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, buddy.
Hey, whenever you can do it, I'm there.
I know you are.
Good job, buddy.
Nick was sitting in the chair with his legs crossed like a reporter.
Cool. I was trying to play it cool.
Yeah, you did.
You can't act nervous around them.
No. You're great.
That was great. Great job. Kelly Raspberry came in this morning and said that her house looks like Christmas threw up everywhere.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. So many presents.
Hashtag. No, it's not so many presents. It's just the wrapping.
Just everything.
And the stuff is everywhere.
Kelly's mansion is covered in Christmas presents.
So she decided to get rid of that mess and bring it to us and give us our Christmas presents today.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and give you your Christmas presents. I even accidentally brought your birthday present, Al. If you want that now, I'll bring it.
Oh, body butter!
Yeah, I know. You got him two things?
What's his birthday? Yeah.
So I
gotta
get Christmas
and birthday? No, you don't.
I always get Al the same. Al knows what I'm getting for his birthday.
I am so down with the body butter right now. I'm a little ashy.
Well, I got you a double load this year.
Say that, and we'll be back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget, you can always text the show or call us, whatever you feel like it. Same phone number both ways.
Just text it. Yeah, 800-543-3548.
800. Oh, that's a texting one.
Yeah.
Dave wrote us. From SA. Are you guys doing breaking and entering Christmas this year?
Yep.
Say about that.
Done.
Yep.
Secret mission. That's all we're saying.
You'll hear it later in the week.
Yep. In the next couple days. But we're doing it. Speaking of Christmas today, Kelly comes in to work saying, "Man, you guys, I had to bring you your Christmas presents because it's a mess in my
house.
There's
no room in the mansion.
No room. Yay.
Yeah. No, it's just a lot. You know, I have such a big Christmas list. Yeah. I say every year I'm going to cut back, and when I do cut back, I feel such tremendous guilt.
Right.
I can't stand it, so I'm back on the big Christmas. So anyway, I went ahead and got all your presents. Jenna's was the last one to come in last night.
Okay.
Oh.
And I hope I put a lot of thought into what I got each of you.
You did?
I hope you like it.
You did. You've been telling me that I'm going to love mine.
I try really hard because I want to give gifts, but I put the exchange receipt in there if you want to.
Okay.
We should bring in a lie detector test on Friday and have them ask us, did you like your gift from so-and-so?
I hope you do. I hope you do.
Know what?
That's a great idea. After the holidays, that's a great idea.
I just hope you do. If you didn't, I don't want to know. I just hope you
don't want to know. When I don't like your gifts, Al.
Kelly will tell you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
I will like it regardless because I just like getting gifts.
Okay, good.
No, Al just get, you know, for some reason with me, he just misses the mark a lot. But,
but he tries.
Sometimes he gets it so right. Like this little, Al, you might not even remember giving me this purse. This little Coach purse you gave me years ago. Mm-hmm. I carry this all the time.
Yeah. Is that a clutch?
It's practical. It's practical. It's classic. It'll never go out of style.
Yeah.
This was a good Big Al gift.
Okay.
A riding lawnmower for my wedding present. I appreciate
you
it, and I got
that?
A lot of credit for that when I returned it.
Yeah,
she did.
That lasted a long time. True. My husband had extreme allergies. I mean, even his parents never made him mow the grass when he was a kid. And we had a lawn service.
But they had always lived in an apartment, so I figured they got a house together.
No, this was my second house, I believe.
It's always A for effort with you.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
It is A for effort.
Okay.
At least he spends the money.
It.
I appreciate his generosity.
Yeah.
I appreciate all that store credit.
Yeah, I just take the cash.
Al bought Kid a big green egg one year, and Al was so proud of this.
Oh. No, Kid actually loved that gift. It was the other one that he didn't love.
The way he handled it.
The way he sold it at a garage sale for $35.
Broke Al's heart.
Because he couldn't take it to
his new
apartment.
He used that thing a lot, though. It was the golf trip that he didn't handle well.
Oh, yeah. Al got him a golf trip to Augusta.
He had to go see the Masters. To the Masters. So Kid's like, I mean, Kid loved golf. I don't want to watch the golf in person.
That was, I felt bad for you.
That was, I thought you terrible. Nailed
you
it.
You think I'm hard, he was the worst.
He was tough to get.
He was the worst to buy.
I found my Christmas present to Kid that I bought him in like 2007 after he passed away in his office, still in the box.
Oh.
Like, how did he have a closet that he just throws stuff in there? But, you know, one year he's like, I'm not buying anybody Christmas presents. He'd think, oh, he's joking. He's joking. So I bought him one. He's like, no, I'm really not buying you a
He was real.
So he gave it to me, and I took it back. Guess what he does a week later?
Buys Christmas presents.
Comes in with Christmas
presents. Of course.
Presents. He was generous.
He loved giving. Kid loved giving.
Drove me nuts.
He was hard to buy for, but he loved giving.
Drove me nuts.
All right, so, Kelly, who do you want
to
start
back
with?
To me.
Yes,
give,
back
well,
to
back
you.
To me giving to you.
Who's first? Who do you want to get first?
Who do you want to go first?
JC.
JC, you're right there.
Okay.
Go over there behind you and get your little bag that says JC.
Is it the little brown reindeer bag?
Yeah, it's a little bag.
Why does it got to be a brown bag?
Oh, my gosh. Why has it got to be a little bag? You should
have
asked.
It's better for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you like it.
It's a reindeer bag.
Mm-hmm. JC's really gotten into reading lately.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You got me a Kindle?
Whoa! Paperwhite.
And I could get books on it?
And yes. You can read in the sun.
So I just buy the books on the Kindle and read them from there?
Yeah. Yes, they automatically, immediately download. They're cheaper than buying regular books.
Yeah.
And I got you the adaptable charger because it didn't come with that.
JC, and that's so much
Kelly.
Better than an iPad, too.
Nice.
You can see in the sun.
Yeah, you can't read on an iPad in the sun. You can read in the broad daylight with that.
Wow. I always look at people on planes when they're reading their fancy Kindles. I'm like, punks.
Well, do you like it?
I do like it. I wanted one, but I just didn't get it because it was just like I never got around to
That's
it.
That's a great gift.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yay!
Yeah, I love this.
One for one.
One for one.
All right,
I got a Kindle.
Should I go or
Jenna,
Al?
Go ahead.
Okay, which one?
And Jenna, this is tough because I know how much you love fashion, so I tried to get you something fashionable.
Okay.
It's the box, the little box. Okay. The Santa Claus.
That one. Something fashionable.
And the return receipts in it because I was guessing on sizes. I err on the side of big.
Kelly Raspberry's Christmas gift.
Well, no, because you know it's better to be a little loose than too tight.
But Jenna likes tight.
What is this?
Oh. Well, it looks like it came from one of my favorite shopping websites, ShopBop.
ShopBop.
I just took it right out of the packaging. It's a
cake.
Kelly, I love it.
It looks so pretty on the model.
It's a cake.
Do you have one?
It's a cape or a jacket?
No.
Well, even if she does have one, you can have more than one cape.
I'll have to show you the model and how she styled it. It looked just like you, I thought.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, not with this.
Not with that. She had it on with jeans and her thigh-high boots like you have.
Yeah.
And a black.
Oh, Kelly, it's like very chic. I love it.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Good.
And I have a
good
model
job,
for
Kelly.
Myself.
I'm so glad.
I can style this. I like it.
And it's brown and you like Kanye and
camel.
Kanye wears brown
Everybody's
all the time.
Wearing camel lately and I was
but I have those
so
thigh-high, suede tan boots.
Well, she was wearing them, the thigh-high black ones, too, that you wore the other night. And I thought, that looks just like Jenna.
Kelly, I think this was good. And
am I two for two?
You're two for two. All right.
All right, Big Al.
All right.
Yours is the big box. It's heavy.
I got a Kindle. Jenna got a cape because she's a superhero. And Big Al Maggot's the big box. Is it heavy?
No, it's not a winch. Now, this is a gift. It's sort of like I told you, like how you give a woman a charm bracelet and every year you get to add to her charms. It's not a charm. It's something like that. So every year you can add to it if he likes it and doesn't return it.
It's from Niagara Falls.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Well, that has nothing to do with Niagara Falls.
Oh, you still can't tell what it is?
Well, see, because Amazon sent it in the right box this time.
Okay.
A brown box that can't be distinguished.
Okay.
Al's got his knife.
Got my knife, you know what I'm saying.
Al's cutting through
the tape. I hope you don't have one. I don't think you do.
Is it? Electro Home. What's that?
It's a record player.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Because I can just picture him and Dr. Girlfriend sitting up in his high-rise apartment, looking out over the lights, sipping a glass of wine, listening to some old records.
I do have a lot of old records.
Do you really?
Oh, that's Kelly, it's a great gift.
Do you have a record player?
Yeah.
Yay, you have a record player.
You did good.
Oh, that is cool.
I just thought, because there's so many, people are going back to albums now.
Yeah.
Oh, that is good.
Let me see what it looks like. Ooh, yay.
Like yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a little really old, nice. It's got like the built-in suitcase.
It's got the built-in speakers and stuff, because yeah. I thought maybe that would, you
could travel with
oh,
it.
Oh, you can plug in other speakers
yeah,
to the
you
record
could.
Player. Yeah,
I'm going to put it right next to my traffic light. It's going to be awesome in my apartment.
Do you like it?
What does that mean?
I love it. I really do.
Oh, I'm so glad. Light. And then I got something for Shannon. I don't know if she wants to open on the air or not. It's something. I already told her it's something for her to wear when she's DJing at the New Year's Eve party.
I want to see.
Oh, Psycho Shannon's DJing the party that Kelly's hosting. I want to see what you got, Shannon.
Thank you, Kelly.
I can open it in a few minutes.
No.
No, now.
Nick's bringing it to you right now.
That, if it says Shannon, yeah. That's it. I think it's left.
All right. What did Kelly get Shannon to wear at the New Year's Eve party?
It's hard because I told the lady at the store, I said, this is a hard one.
Why is it a hard one?
Because, you know, Shannon, you know.
Shannon.
It's hard. I want her to be comfortable in something, but I want her to wear something really nice.
Okay.
For...
So she's not going to be wearing her gown that she wore to prom?
No.
Okay.
Something that's true to the lifestyle.
Is it a pantsuit or a dress?
I got her...
What is it, Shannon?
The top half. I got her a blouse and a really nice blazer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
But you can't really tell. It's really cuter.
A sexy blouse.
Yeah.
With the shiny buttons, because I figured that was shiny. But the blazer is what I love, Shannon.
Shannon loves shiny things. Yeah.
She loves blazers, too.
Yeah.
You better love it, because it wasn't cheap. Is that?
Oh, that is cool.
It's so soft. That's my favorite color.
It looks like what Ellen DeGeneres would wear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, that's what I was going for.
Yeah, that's something Ellen DeGeneres would wear.
Something like a classier.
Like cool.
Classy
like
lesbian.
Almost like a tuxedo type jacket.
Stylish.
For New Year's Eve. And I figure she can handle the waist down.
I
got her.
Sleep with that.
Don't you
that's what I heard about Shannon.
I want to pet it.
Oh, I want to pet it.
Yeah.
Can I do good?
You did excellent.
You're going to look so Ellen-ish.
That's what I want in
Thank
life.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Kelly said Shannon could handle the waist down.
Yeah,
because in the DJ booth, all you see is waist up.
Yeah, Shannon, you technically don't have to wear anything.
I'm not wearing pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Kelly hit it out of the ballpark.
There you go, Kelly.
So much pressure on the rest of us now.
Wow.
Oh, I'm excited for mine, too. I really am.
I was happy. When I figured out what I was getting everybody, I got really happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow, Jenna.
I want to go tomorrow if... I'm Lucky. Still, JC's is the only one I haven't received in the mail yet, but I just found out it's in transit, and it's in Dallas, all the way from London.
Okay.
And it is epic.
And it's not Pippa Middleburg.
No.
One of mine is due here tomorrow, so I can't tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So we might have to double up.
And JC.
And I haven't shopped yet.
We're going to all end up going on Friday.
I'm going today.
Mine might not be here today, so I'll go tomorrow if it comes today.
All right.
I'll see if I can
but
go shopping.
If not, we'll have to wait another day, you guys.
I've been busy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yesterday, we let you know that the number one spot to spend New Year's Eve at is Orlando, Florida.
Uh-huh.
They did a study, and Orlando came out as number one based on weather, ticket prizes, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So the Kid Craddock Morning Show wants to start your new year off with a bang at the Omni Orlando Resort at Champions Gate.
How about that?
So here's what it is. The trip for four. So we're going to call it Two Pair Don't Care.
All right.
So if you want to win the trip, tell us in 100 words or less who you would take and why. It can be two couples, four girlfriends, four dudes, one dude and three girls.
Whatever.
One girl and three dudes. Whatever you want. Here's what you win. Two-bedroom deluxe suite accommodations, access to the exclusive New Year's Eve party, a private cabana to enjoy fireworks and champagne for four, and you can enter to win that at kidnation.com.
You hate saying that word.
I want to say champagne every time.
Why?
I don't know. I just like saying champagne instead of champagne.
So you say champagne.
Well, we've got some entries. Do you want to hear one?
Yeah. Can we get a couple?
Okay. This one says, I would take my wife, who is a complete dork. We've been married a month. She's a hardworking special ed teacher who's a bit special herself. Okay. I would take my friend also who's planning on proposing to his girlfriend. He wants to do it on New Year's Eve, but still hasn't figured out where. What better place than apparently the best place to celebrate after he proposes? I guess I would need to invite his girlfriend too, huh? So his special ed teacher wife, best friend who wants to propose to his girlfriend.
All right. Okay, that's nice.
I have one that says, this year we will celebrate our 16th wedding anniversary on New Year's Eve, and we were never able to take a honeymoon. So that's pretty cool.
That
That's all they wrote?
That's all they wrote.
That's all they wrote.
They
kept it.
All right. How about this? 'Twas the night before New Year's when all through the hotel, every creature was stirring. We mean all the clientele. Natalie and boyfriend were snuggled in bed while visions of fireworks danced in her head. When out in the hallway, there rose such a clatter, she sprang from bed to see what was the matter. Her brother and girlfriend were tipsy on champagne. Is that how you say it, JC?
Champagne.
This break from the real world started when they stepped off the plane on Ricardo, Eduardo, on Angela, and Natalie. To the cabana we go. Happy New Year to all, and to all a good night. Well, that last part didn't rhyme.
Is that 100 words?
Well, it was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. This one says, I would really love this opportunity to go on a trip with some of my best friends who I have not seen in a while since college. We all used to be inseparable in college, in between juggling, work, marriage, kids, life. It's been difficult to reunite. Would love the opportunity for us all to get together and enjoy ourselves.
She juggles?
She juggles, dude.
Whoa. Have another one, Jenna?
No. I mean, it was like 3 words. I mean, I can read it for you, but it was just like, it'd be great to go.
So go to KidNation.com. It'd be great to go. Go to KidNation.com and sign up.
Yeah, we're going to announce the winner on Friday morning.
And
if you do win, I have a sad announcement for my fellow hoverboard lovers. If you're giving or getting a self-balancing scooter or hoverboard or glider, whatever you want to call it, don't count on flying with it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, most major U.S. airlines have banned the hoverboards over safety concerns regarding their electrical systems.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
There you go, Al. Al's happy.
I feel good about it, too.
So Delta, United Airlines, Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, and JetBlue are among the major air carriers to decide on the ban.
So if they can't take them on a plane, then they won't be riding them down through security. And
right, exactly.
Good.
However,
good.
Southwest Airlines, because they're the coolest, still allows you to carry yours on.
Southwest, maybe you're being too cool.
Yeah. It's a matter of time.
I get it. I mean, you could hide stuff in there. It has all sorts of stuff.
Well, they're blowing up.
You could catch on fire.
They're blowing up.
Yeah, they're saying there's safety concerns because the knockoff ones that people are buying, those have been catching on fire.
Fire!
And the name brand ones cost between $1,500 and $1,800. Those are way too expensive. So people are buying the ones that are $300.
I'd be so mad at you if I died on your plane because your hoverboard blew up.
Right. Mine's not going to blow
dead,
up.
I'd be dead, but I'd so.
You don't know.
How
Mine's
do you
fine.
Know that?
You don't know. Just because it happens doesn't mean it won't.
There have been zero from my brand that have been caught
my
on fire.
My brand
that I have. Yeah.
You know who I do feel bad for?
I kept track of it.
I'm not really a fan of the hoverboard. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I really feel bad for the guy that invented it, like, or the people that are selling it. Like,
Mark
it's
Cuban.
Christmas time.
Yeah.
This is like the time that you're going to make more money than you're probably going to ever, because the hoverboard's not going to be around.
They sold a bunch of them, I'm sure.
They're still
fine.
Doing well, yeah.
He's rich.
They're doing fine.
Whoever has the patent on that.
I think Mark Cuban is the one that has one of those.
He has one.
Yeah. Mm. He owns sports and the hoverboards.
All sports.
He owns sports.
He owns sports and hoverboards. So I'm not going to buy you one now, Al.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I really want to buy you one.
That's okay. I'll be okay.
I'll balance on that.
I'll be okay. I have enough trouble balancing on my 2 feet.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.